What is America's greatest threat? Look at Psalm 9, verse 16. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Haggion, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. You know who America's greatest threat is? God. God actually poses the greatest threat to our country. It's not liberalism. It's not the conservatives. It's not Biden. It's not Trump. It's not, you know, the coronavirus. The greatest threat to America is God himself. And that's the last enemy any country would ever want to have, regardless of who's in power, right? It's God. God poses the greatest threat to America. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 22, verse 28, turn with me, if you would, to Isaiah chapter 8. Go to Isaiah chapter 8. Psalm 22, verse 28 says, "For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations." Matthew 10, 28 says this, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." God says, hey, don't fear the liberal. Don't fear BLM, which some would say is a pretty massive threat to America today. Don't fear these things. You know what you should fear is fear the person who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. That's your greatest threat. One of the greatest problems that Americans have today is misplaced fear. They're fearing all the wrong things today. They're placing their fear upon something that cannot destroy them the way God would destroy them. And we would say this, you know what? A lot of people lack the fear of God, right? And we say that because of the sin that abounds and the idolatry that abounds, the wickedness, the adultery, the covetousness, the drunkenness, the fornication. We would say that is a sign that people do not fear God. But you know, there's other signs as well. One of the signs is this. When they place their faith in who's going to be the president of the United States rather than on God, guess what? There's a lack of fear of God in this nation.